Just kind of explain how you got involved with volunteering and doing what you do, and how the good people are doing at the place that you volunteer at.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I'm not as much a formal volunteer as I am an informal volunteer. I don't tend to do things for the publicity or the recognition. At one point I was volunteering for the things like the Humane Society, which are fantastic people, and they do things every day without seeking recognition for it. And really, I wanted to give a shout out to those people. I think in general, since you brought up the topic of volunteering, and it's such an important thing, and thank you and your station for doing it. Volunteering is fundamentally just a choice to allocate your limited time and your limited resources to activities without compensation. In my opinion, true volunteers are those people who do things, who do these things, and would do them if no one was watching and there was no publicity or posts on social media.
What is some of the positives that you've noticed people around the area with the Humane Society and of course OSPCA and all that other stuff, what they do for the animal population in our region?
I think caring for animals is one of the best lessons that anyone can learn. I think I've been lucky enough to have been raised by parents, and in particular my mother, who's taught me from as early as I can remember compassion for animals. And Charlie Chaplin even said at one point, to feed a hungry animal is to feed one's soul. And I think that the Humane Society and their volunteers, they show people, hands-on, that helping the vulnerable animals in this community not only helps the vulnerable animals, but it helps the families that may need support with an animal, or that may be looking for a new family member and adopt animals from there. So I think my message to here would be that that it's the silent and it's the unrecognized voices or the choices that people make every day, whether it's someone who chooses to open a can of food for a hungry animal at their door instead of going for a coffee at Starbucks, or whether it's someone who, provides a shelter for an animal in the winter instead of buying the latest fashionable clothing. Those people are, the heroes that we don't see, and that they deserve as much recognition, because in a sense they're really volunteering. They're doing things without anticipation of a recognition for it.
For sure. And what is the most difficult part about getting people together to volunteer for events and even at the Humane Society itself, to get people to volunteer in things that involve cats and dogs and things like that?
In my experience, I can speak for that. I think people, it's too easy in this society that we live in to make personal choices and to look the other way when you see something that's vulnerable, and you assume that they'll be cared for, or you'll assume that someone else will do it. And I think that's fundamentally the problem or the challenge that we have. But I think if you can be lucky enough to get into an organization like an animal shelter or an animal cause, and you can learn compassion for animals and to see the stories behind their lives.
How much fun is it to know that you're helping out a four-legged furry friend around town?
I go back to that Charlie Chaplin quote. I find it so true. To feed a hungry animal really feeds your soul. And I can speak for this, when I'm still looking for my little guy who's missing my cat, and I've been encountering several homeless animals, and to feed them and to sort of provide relief to them is really nurturing and for one's soul, and it really is eye opening as well, and that's really all I'm coming at it from. And again, thank the people every day, the volunteers at places like the Humane Society and the board at the Humane Society, and The people who aren't involved formally, but the ones, like I said, who choose to feed animals and provide shelter at their homes, for no recognition, no publicity, those are the true heroes. And I think they deserve a big pat in the back. And if nothing else, maybe this message is for them.